project conducted during World War II to develop the first atomic bomb. The project was led by the United States and included participation from the United Kingdom and Canada. Formally designated as the Manhattan Engineer District, it refers specifically to the period of the project from 1942 to 1946 under the control of the United States Army Corps of Engineers, under the administration of General Leslie R. Groves. The scientific research was directed by American physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Born out of a small research program in 1939, the Manhattan Project eventually employed more than 130,000 people, and it cost nearly U.S. $2 billion, $22 billion in current value. It resulted in the creation of multiple production and research sites that operated in secret. With the total involved, this makes it one of the largest conspiracies in history. Entire towns were built for short periods of time. The government never admitted to it, the media never reported on it, and people had no idea for over 25 years. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. Asbestos. Between 1930 and 1960, manufacturers did all they could do to prevent the link between asbestos and respiratory diseases, including cancer, becoming known so they could avoid prosecution. American workers had in fact sued the John Manville Company as far back as 1932, but it was not until 1962 that epidemiologists finally established beyond any doubt what company bosses had known for a long time. And what is that? Asbestos causes cancer. Watergate. Republican officials spied on the Democratic National Headquarters from the Watergate Hotel in 1972. While conspiracy theories suggested underhanded dealings were taking place, it wasn't until 1974 that White House tape recordings linked President Nixon to the break-in and forced him to resign. The Tuskegee Syphilis Study. The United States Public Health Service carried out this clinical study on 400 poor black Americans with syphilis from 1932 to 1972. During the study, the men were given false and sometimes dangerous treatments, and adequate treatment was intentionally withheld so the agency could learn more about the disease. While the study was initially supposed to just last 6 months, it continued for 40 years, and close to 200 of the men died from syphilis or related complications by the end of the study. And this was sold to you as a theory. Operation Northwoods. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in the U.S. and their cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cubans, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, hijacking airplanes. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. Author James Bamford, A Pretext for War, discusses the declassified Operation Northwoods documents, revealing that in 1962, here it is again, the CIA was planning to stage phony terrorist attacks on the U.S. and blame it on Cuba to start a war. And again, America, this was sold to you as a theory. The Iran-Contra Affair. In 1985 and in 1986, the White House authorized government officials to secretly trade weapons with the Israeli government in exchange for the release of U.S. hostages in Iran. The plot was uncovered by Congress in 1987, and don't forget, America, this was sold to you as a theory. It's important to take note as well, friends, that the Iran-Contra was also a cover-up for CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas as well. August 23, 1987, in a rural community just south of Little Rock, Arkansas, police officers murdered two teenage boys because they witnessed a police-protected drug drop. The drop was part of a drug smuggling operation based at a small airport in Mena, Arkansas. The Mena operation was set up in the early 1980s by the notorious drug smuggler Barry Seal. Facing prison after a drug conviction in Florida, Seal flew to Washington, D.C., where he put together a deal that allowed him to avoid prison by becoming an informant for the government.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain. Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
that we recently
rocked the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Boat rocker.
Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we've got much to cover today. I am going to tell you this. We're going to start backing off on this narrative here because it is all-consuming, to say the least. The good news is, concerning the narrative that's being laid with Charlie Kirk, is a majority of what I've seen, I'm pleased with, because people are not taking the narrative for face value coming from the lying FBI once again, or this current administration. They're beginning to dig in. They're beginning to dissect what they see and what they hear. And we should all be doing that. It shouldn't just be a few of us. It should be a majority of us, which, by the way, that's the part of the good news that I'm talking about. It's the majority of the people saying, no, we're not just going to go along with this narrative. So I am going to pull away from it. We're going to start getting to some other topics in the up and coming days and weeks. And if anything pertinent comes up, we will definitely bring it up to you. I wanted to let you know before we get going today, I'm just going to go through line upon line, precept upon precept, give you information that the mainstream media means to conceal. Once again, because that's what they do. That's why they censor people illegally, friends. They don't want you to know the truth. And I want to remind you that the very people that are driving the narrative today, along with their conservative buddies, going the same direction. This is what happens when you keep taking it for face value. This is why it keeps taking the people around the mountain. Read Deuteronomy 1. You'll see clearly as to what I'm talking about. But again, before you check out the show today, do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 and 30 years in this ministry, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just a reminder, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have 8 to 10 articles posted every day from contributors across the country that are actually a part of the culture war. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Schedules over there, stores over there, everything you need to know is at sonsoflibertymedia.com. So please subscribe over there. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Folks, if you want to call in, would love to hear from you. Again, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but again, if you have a different perspective, we would love to hear from it concerning the truth of the matter, namely the topic in which we're going to highlight once again today with Charlie Kirk. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, John 8:32, John 8:36, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. You understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So let's get to it. So this is the new stuff that's coming out right now. Remember this distractor, this decoy, on the day of the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk? Remember he was the one that said, shoot me, shoot me? I'm showing it on social media platforms right now. He's the older man. You've probably seen online there was video where he was saying, I have the right to remain silent. Well, guess what, friends? This guy just came forward and acknowledged to the police in Utah that he was actually sent in to be a decoy concerning what just took place. I didn't say it. He said it. Okay? One needs to beg the question as to why he would say something like that if it was not truth. And I'm talking about the truth of the information that he's bestowing upon us. What would he have to lose outside of his life? I mean, really, because that's what it comes down to. Well, people will say, well, how could that happen? Well, apparently people don't take the time to understand that after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, there was over 400 people that were mysteriously taken out under mysterious circumstances. Don't be afraid of that, by the way. They're afraid of the people coming together, just like in Bug's life. Remember when the ant stood up against Hopper? And the people stood behind Hopper, or I'm sorry, stood behind the ant. Do you remember what happened? Hopper started to back up, didn't he? Guess what they're scared to death of, friends? The people of this country coming together under the name of the Lord and upholding his law and condemning their crimes. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Okay, that's what they're afraid of. But again, it's happening again, friends. This is why I say don't jump to conclusions. Slow your roll on the information that's given unto us. Because as I said yesterday, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And rest assured, it's exactly what's happening today. Okay? There's a lot of mystery around what happened with Charlie Kirk. And I wanted to kind of bring something up because I've been bringing it up over and over again on sonsoflibertyradio.com here. And I'm just gathering my thoughts right now, even as I think about it. But isn't it interesting that I can go online, and this is what I'm showing people right now, those that are listening to us on our affiliations throughout the country. I'm showing a picture of John F. Kennedy on the autopsy table, his gurney, with his top of his head completely blown off. There's not just like one picture. There's tons of pictures of the autopsy. Tons of them. Okay. How is it that I can go online and I can see the autopsy of John F. Kennedy, but I can't get any information on an exit wound or an entrance wound concerning Charlie Kirk? Hey, folks, where's the bullet? Hey, folks, got another question for you. How is it that when you look at the crime scene, how is it that they were allowed to take it down right away? You have to ask yourself questions, people, concerning the narrative. Because once again, you're being lied to. But again, I'm showing people right now the autopsy, the pictures of John F. Kennedy, the entrance wound, the exit wound. By the way, they were tampered with. We all know that concerning John F. Kennedy. But it's free information. This has been held as consumption for public consumption for how long? Since 1963, folks, and of course, since we could actually go online and see it for what it is. But I can't find anything with Charlie Kirk. Again, I can go on and find any autopsy that I want, report of someone that's been assassinated, but somehow or another, and it's, of course, what they do is they just let it roll over for a while, and then when everybody's dead, they'll release that again. But if you go back to the JFK assassination file, remember Donald Trump promised to release that back in 2016. They never did it. Remember that in 2025, he was going to do it again, and then when it came out, it was completely redacted. America, these are the same people that are responsible for what's going on today. These are the same people that are driving the narrative today. Those that concealed the assassination of the President of the United States of America. Read Isaiah 59:14 when you get a moment. Okay? Because it's up to us, the American people, to hold these people accountable. If we're going to sit back and wait for them to come up with the resolve, you all the while know that they're not going to deliver the resolve. They're going to give you the narrative that fits their narrative, and that's the only one that they're going to give, and it's exactly what they're doing. We're going to cover this in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does. And the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, check us out on social media platforms. We may run over again today. Just as a heads up, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. One more time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now let's just kick off and continue on concerning the segue that was kind of teed up for us right before the end of the last segment here. Here is Thomas Massey. Again, friends, I wouldn't take Thomas Massey for face value neither, because we're not seeing justice. We see this reoccurring theme. We have continuously highlighted the fact that we have a bunch of American pacifists and appeasers that do nothing but play tough, and there's no judgment upon the heads of the guilty. And when we do that, friends, what we do is we stand back and then we're going to suffer their injustice, and that's not what we want to do. Therefore, we need to come to the understanding that we are the law under God, and we are the government under God. Read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. So we see this. We see all the redacted papers in his hand concerning what, in fact, is going on. And I want to just go ahead and play this for you really quick. And again, I want to just lay all this information out there for you because they're trying to distract you from what matters the most through what is taking place with Charlie Kirk right now. And we need to understand that what, in fact, is happening, if we don't learn the lesson, that history is going to repeat itself. Check this out.
According to the transcript, there is no credible Epstein information files. That he trafficked them to anyone else. According to victims who cooperated with the FBI in that investigation, these documents in FBI possession, your possession, detail at least 20 men,
what?
Including Mr. Jess Staley, CEO of Barclays Bank, who Jeffrey Epstein trafficked victims to. That list also includes at least 19 other individuals, one Hollywood producer worth a few hundred million dollars,
wow.
One royal prince, one high-profile individual in the music industry, one very prominent banker, one high-profile
so this is all
government
a cover
official,
up, so you
one
know.
One high-profile former politician, one owner of a car company in Italy, one rock star, one magician, at least six billionaires, including a billionaire.
Are you kidding me, Patel?
So, folks, this is what Cash Patel is saying, that there's nothing on these files. In contrast to what he said before he became the said FBI director, okay? Now he's inside the circle. Now he's understanding the position that in his role that he has to play, okay? But here's Thomas Massie saying, listen, in spite of what Cash Patel is saying right now, there's nothing true about the information that he's conveying to you. I want to tell you this, according to Health Impact News, U.S. House Judiciary Committee, this is brand new information, today it came out, Trump's administration, listen carefully, people, Trump's administration has gutted programs combating sex crimes, defund victim support programs, and to reward sexual predators. Of course. Isn't that what these people are? Oh, it is 100%. 281-845-4704. This should come as no surprise to anybody. Again, this has been going on for decades in this country, friends. Furthermore, let's go back to the Epstein files. Remember last week when I played a piece from a higher up in the FBI? Seems to be one of the good guys. It was an undercover interview by a journalist that was actually doing their job concerning journalism, seeking out the truth for the American people to decide what's going on and where these crimes are coming from and who's trying to conceal them. Yes, what did he say? He said that Trump's name is on those Epstein files thousands of times over. Do you remember this? Of course he is. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, come on. Yeah, really, come on. This is the guy that said he's the most gay president in American history. He tweets it out. I've showed you the videos 100 times. This is the guy hanging out with his buddy, America's mayor, Mayor Giuliani, dressed as a woman to sit at the back of a car, dressed as a woman, right? Dressed up as drag or dressed in drag. Well, he takes his face, Donald Trump does, and puts it in between the breasts of Mayor Giuliani. And somehow or another, that's just funny and that's just the joke. But is it? Folks, this is the same guy, Donald Trump, that in his pageantry gave a pass to men dressed as women, and he wanted to make sure nobody had put it to a stop anymore. What is it that people don't understand? I've shown you this information a million times over. Oh, yeah, and concerning Wikipedia, they love to cover for their own. But as I've showed you in the past as well concerning what's going on as to what Cash Patel means to cover up, here's Donald Trump's sexual misconduct allegations. You call them allegations all that you want to, but my Bible tells me out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. You know, again, friends, the question that needs to be begged when I'm speaking to the people out there in all sincerity is this. How is it that they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth? These are the people that you're allowing to lead the country in the direction that it is. Let me ask you, since the beginning of 2000, first it came out as the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, which our laws condemn. And I've told you this 100 times, it's felonious activity. Every state preamble starts out acknowledging God who gives us our rights. We don't have a right to advocate for what he condemns. Okay, Leviticus 18:22, 2013, go over to Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter, go to Jude 1:7, go to 1 Corinthians 6:9. You'll understand what I'm talking about. You're not going to advocate what God condemns and think it's normal. But what did the government do, friends? Because this is where it was coming from. They tried to normalize the crime, and then when people said no to it, what did they do? They started to teach the sodomites that were making a prey of kids to play the victims. Well, in fact, they were perpetuating the crimes. Isn't that exactly what's going on here with Donald Trump? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay? And I want you to go ahead and take a look at this, because these are the sexual misconduct allegations that go on and on and on. Here, I want to tell you what's going on. The corrupt that are guilty of the crime, as Massey was just highlighting, some of the characteristics and those that were responsible for committing crimes against children, you need to understand, folks, what are they doing? They're playing the victim. They're saying that they're not there, okay? When, in fact, they are there. As I'm scrolling on Wikipedia right now, and Donald Trump's sexual misallegation, or his allegations, misconduct allegations, and there's even court papers with Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump that were both accused by a 13-year-old girl of rape. And Donald Trump even threatened this little 13-year-old girl, saying to her if she was to say anything, he could have someone kill her. Now, folks, this isn't nothing new as to what we're seeing today. This is the pith in the marrow of what it is that we're dealing with. But do you understand the media and the FBI and Donald Trump right now, who's scared to death that the Epstein files are going to be released? Do you realize, friends, what's at stake for them? Do you realize what's at stake for Mila Kowski, who is extorting your government? Do you understand why they don't want these released? Because if they are released, then they lose control through the method of extortion over our politicians. But yet, this is all we see coming from these individuals. The fruit coming from these people is the advocation for the crimes against God. Why? Because they're guilty of it. That's why. Okay? They're guilty of the crime. Again, I just got done highlighting Health Impact News, where it says U.S. House Judiciary Committee, Trump administration has gutted programs combating sexual crimes, defunded victim support programs, and rewarded sexual predators. You do understand that they called all of those victims, your government, along with little Cash Patel, who is an absolute joke on the American people. Look at him. They just got done saying that every one of those victims were liars. Do you understand what the fallout's going to be? Hey, the Bible says in Proverbs 17:15, matter of fact, I'm going to go there really quick for you, because when they begin to advocate what God condemns, the Lord calls it an abomination. And what you're seeing the American people praise in many ways is an abomination. How many times has this guy been busted with his double talk and his lies? And I'm talking about Donald Trump. Americans, for those that are new to the channel, remember this one thing. Tyrants and dictators are always sold to the people as the good guy until they get in power. And what's happening right now? They're using authoritarian means and totalitarian means, and I'll get to that in just a moment here, and assailing the very things that they claim that they're advocating for. Let me go back to Proverbs 17:15, because we're going to hold to the Word of God in everything we do and say, and the Constitution, and condemning the crimes here, friends. He that justifieth the wicked, this is what Cash Patel's doing, this is what Little Wicked Witch of the South, Pam Bondi's doing right now, okay, with their permission and approval, and I'm sure with their authority, right? He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination unto the Lord. I want to tell you this. When you begin to see the word abomination coming from the Spirit of God, you better get away from that situation, because at that point, they're hastening the judgment upon themselves and those that give them a pass to continue on in that abominable lifestyle. We're going to take a quick break. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well,
but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Amen.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Thank you for being so gracious with me over the last 3 days, and I mean it, 4 days, actually. As you all the well know, we just got back from Michigan, did a gun rally there, Second Amendment rally in Fowlerville, and then we were also in another Allegan area in Michigan as well, and we just got back. We got an event coming up in Brainerd, Minnesota, 6 p.m. October 11th. We're going to be there. I'm bringing in a senator and a representative so the people can, in a sense, Q&A and really hold their feet to the fire concerning the corruption in the state of Minnesota. So we're not just a ministry that talks. We're doers of the word, not hearers only, if you're new to the channel. So I do appreciate your trust. My family, my radio family, and my church family on Sundays, I just want to tell you thank you for, again, being patient with me concerning what's going on, because we've kind of set everything aside concerning this issue and just putting everything else down in the process. So let's keep going here, because, again, and if you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. So I just showed you this, going full circle here, why you don't trust the government, because this is the Epstein files that have been released, completely redacted. And Americans, let me just say this, because this is a reflection of you. You've heard me say it before. Every country deserves the government that it has. Well, folks, what's going on in Washington first started in the church. So it's a reflection of who you are and what it is that you tolerate. There's no truth in these people. You see what's going on in the country right now, okay? So again, I just want you to see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, Thomas Massie holding up the Epstein files, totally redacted. Totally redacted, okay? I do want to tell you, in the face of all that, did you see this? There's a brand new Trump statue that appears on the National Mall, and it's a picture of him holding up Bitcoin. Remember, Donald Trump, you know, the golden calf? Does that sound familiar? Read Numbers 32, right? Exodus 32. Read those, friends, where Aaron, remember, he said he took the silver and gold of the people, and he created the golden calf? And said, these be our gods, right? Isn't that what we have in front of us right now? We have a devil that could care less about anybody but himself. Now there's a statue of him, the father of the vaccine. That's another topic, but I'll hold over till tomorrow before I hit that one. But here he is holding up a Bitcoin. This is the guy that's creating a surveillance system like that of China concerning the American people. This is also the guy that came up with the Genius Act, right? Because nobody can better do it than him. You should listen to what his sister's saying about him now. That's public information coming out as well as his mother talking about Donald Trump. But what's crazy about it, folks, is he's also the guy that created the Genius Act. And maybe that's why they just put this statue out there right now with him holding a Bitcoin, a golden calf of Donald Trump. The Genius Act is creating a cashless society. That runs in contrast to the Constitution of the United States of America, but so do all the unconstitutional agencies, including the IRS. See what happens when the people just remain and they sit down and they keep listening to the same people that have been propped up as clowns in the circus of politics to continuously lead them down rabbit holes? Only to see the fruit that is born, which is opposite of what they've said. Yep, Matthew 7, 16 and 20. Yep, it's because people have vacated the Lord. And I want to say this too, and I want you to listen to me carefully, because I've said it, I think it's the third, fourth time now, and it's important that you hear it. You know, I hear it all the time. Oh, Jesus Christ is my Lord, but President Donald Trump, he's my president. No, he's not. And no, you're not a Christian. Because if Jesus Christ was your Lord, Donald Trump would be indicted right now. Because people would stand up and hold him accountable for the crimes that he's been implicated with. If Jesus was your Lord, that's what you would be doing. Don't sit there and tell me about how Jesus is your Lord, but yet you're following Donald Trump in his lying, devious ways. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Pretty crazy stuff. I want to go on to this Patel concerning this, and then we're going to get over to a little of what's going on with Charlie Kirk as well. But I want you to see this, because there are people, and I know it's a dog and pony show, believe me, I do, but I just want you to see what's going on, because this, for the most part, has been suppressed. And I want you to hear it for yourself concerning what I'm covering right now with Patel and this nonsense coming out of the FBI and the administration.
Before you joined the FBI, you railed against it for covering up Jeffrey Epstein's human trafficking ring. Let me refresh your memory with this clip.
It has Epstein's list. They're sitting on it. That doesn't seem like something you should do. You're protecting the world's foremost predator. That seems like an evil thing to do, regardless of who may be embarrassed in the release of that list. Why is the FBI protecting the greatest pederast, the largest scale pederast in human history?
simple because of who's on that list.
See, here's Pat's help before.
You finished that December 2023 interview with a challenge to the FBI and harsh words for Republicans in Congress for not getting the Epstein files out to the public.
Just showing you how much of a hypocrite he is, friends. Another bad actor.
Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are, you said. You emphasized that the president and FBI director each had complete authority to release Epstein's client list. You said Epstein's black book is under the, quote, direct control of the director of the FBI. Look at this clip.
This is way off the topic, but who has Jeffrey Epstein's
black book?
Black book.
FBI.
But who? That's
under direct control of the director of the FBI.
All right, so you were sworn in as director more than 200 days ago. Now the black book is under your direct control. So why haven't you released the names of Epstein's co-conspirators in the rape and sex...
Director... So, folks, what is so pertinent here is it's absolutely true. But it's not for the American people to sit back and wait for them to deliver it up, because you already know that that's not going to happen. But the way that this guy laid this out was fantastic. But it's for the people to respond to what is in fact taking place with Patel and the FBI. Now let me go over to another one here just to show you the absolute dog and pony show that's taking place here. And this again is what happens, though some of the information and questions are good, but this is what's important. The people need to understand these are your representatives. They're already acting outside of their scope of authority, which makes it a crime. They're acting out in a criminal fashion. Okay, that means the people are supposed to hold them accountable. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And if you don't, this is going to go nowhere. I'm just, again, telling the American people, they work for you, and they're not working for you. They're covering for those that are supposed to work for you that are guilty of crimes. Let me say this loud and clear, against children. Do you need more help than that? As to what should motivate you in holding these people criminally accountable to the crimes that they are guilty of? Again, let's go to the next one. Check this one out, folks. It's very similar to what you just heard, but it's another one coming out and basically keeping it out there for the American people to ponder. And I believe that this is in spite of the vessels, because the Lord can use a donkey, because that's what he's doing here. But he's voicing this again as a mercy for the people to rise up and deal with the corrupt. Okay, check this one out.
Donald Trump appear anywhere in the Epstein files?
He won't answer.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
It's not a complicated question. Does Donald Trump appear anywhere in the Epstein files?
I didn't say it was a complicated question. I just didn't hear you, so my apologies. We have released where President Trump's name's in the Epstein files and everybody else... and all credible information that we are legally allowed to release has been released.
All right, so let's go through that. You're referring to court orders that prohibit you from releasing grand jury testimony under Rule 6E. Is that what you're referring to when you say as the law allows?
That's a piece of it.
Really? What other evidence do those three court orders you cited prohibit from being released?
Information that was collected pursuant to those search warrants that were limited fashion.
Wrong. That's okay. Not what the court order says, and that's not under 6E.
And you're talking, and I said that's 6E, and I said there was others, and I'm answering that. There are sealed court order documents. There are protective orders.
They are unsealed as part of discovery given to Ghislaine Maxwell. They are no longer sealed.
That's just not true. We can argue about it all you want.
Okay, well, you agree that there are... your testimony here is that the reason why... You are not releasing all of the videos that you have acknowledged. There are so many, and that the FBI spent thousands of hours of reviewing the photographs, all of the photographs that you have. You're saying that you're not releasing those because there's a court order requiring them to be sealed? Is that your testimony?
I never said that about the videos. On the totality of the videos... of the thousands of images that were seized pursuant to the search warrants executed at the time, the overwhelming majority of that video is pornographic material that was downloaded from the internet.
So he's telling you the evidence of the crime committed by those that he's trying to protect.
But if there are videos that relate to others who Epstein trafficked to, such as maybe Prince Andrew or photographs.
See, the problem I have with this, friends, it always goes to everybody else but the obvious. Who is blocking this more than Donald Trump? Nobody is. Why? The writing's on the wall. Hello? The Lord is speaking clearly, people. Do you have any discernment? Case in point, right after the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, the U.S. Senate, your senators, voted 51-49 to block the release of the Epstein files, with Senators Josh Hawley and Rand Paul being the only Republicans who voted in favor for the release of the files. Folks, again, how much more obvious does this need to become before people figure out what's going on? We're going to take a quick break. Folks, you're showing mercy to the devil. Not a good plan. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Okay. Boy, oh boy, friends. More questions being asked concerning the alleged assassination. And I want to play this for you because I played it during the end of the show yesterday. And I want to play it during the first part of this segment for the very purpose that you can hear the whole of it. This is Michael Savage, and who's friends with Donald Trump. He said that during this current administration, he's been completely ousted
Of course, because we see Netanyahu dictating what's going on. By the way, if you're a new listener, his name is not Netanyahu, it's Mialikowski, okay? And he is not a Jew. He has no Hebrew DNA in him at all. He is from Poland. He is a war criminal. His own people impeached him. And the list goes on. And every prime minister since 1948 has been under a false name, an alias, if you will. And they're not from Israel. They're not Jewish friends, okay? And we can talk about that on another day. But I want to get to this because, again, Michael Savage is going to cover some of this. I do want to say this. I got a call holding on for me right now. But if you want to call, now's the time to do it. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to get over to someone that's actually expressing what needs to be expressed on one of the insiders' platforms. Because, again, you need to understand that what you're hearing, I covered Glenn Beck yesterday, how he's a bad actor. Megyn Kelly, they're bad actors. Glenn Beck, how he cries on cue. Do you need tears? He fakes. They're bad actors. Mark Levin's another one. Sean Hannity's another one. The list goes on. So when Michael came on, their controlled opposition is what they are. They're paid to distract the people. They're distractors is what they are. But when Michael came on, I said, good, amen. This is somebody that understands that this is aimed at him and his children and his grandchildren. And he's willing to go ahead and speak forth the truth to the power that has been given to the said representative. So he's speaking truth to the power and truth to power. And that's what we should all be doing because, again, as I said during the last segment, they work for us. We do not work for them. When you have the roles reversed, you better understand that is not the American form of government. And again, for the new listener, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not unconstitutional parties set up under this uniparty system. The law completely obliterates all of the nonsense that the mainstream media is continuously pouring out on the people and inundating you with, friends. It's an unconstitutional conversation. And if people were constitutionally minded, premised on the Word of God, they could never in a million years get away with what it is that they're getting away with. Just ask our forefathers who didn't put up with what most Americans are putting up with today. They said, no, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And I want to show you what this starts to look like from Michael Savage. And I'm pleased that he brought it out. He's got a couple expletives in here, which I don't like whatsoever. James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29, the list goes on. Colossians 3:8. But with that, I think it's important, again, for people to hear what's coming out from the inner circle because people, not all peoples, are just going along with what they're being told concerning the Epstein file and now going over to Charlie Kirk and this nonsense the FBI is trying to throw on us. Listen to this.
I know I shouldn't do this. I'm risking an awful lot to go up against this FBI, the MAGA FBI, something's very wrong with what I just heard. I mean, I watched it. I was hoping that they had caught the bastard who shot Charlie. So we saw a video of a person jumping off the roof. It looked very legitimate to me. However, there was no rifle in his hand. Now, the Mauser does not break down very easily, incidentally, for those of you who know weapons. Something's wrong with the whole thing. They're trying to claim he removed the barrel from the Mauser and fit the receiver and stock in his backpack and barrel in his pants, like, all in 2 seconds. It is not easy to remove a Mauser barrel or index it after reinstalling and remain accurate. We are not hearing or seeing reality. And by the way, the photo of the rifle allegedly left in the woods has the barrel installed. So we're supposed to believe a guy is on the run after killing Charlie Kirk, and he pauses in the woods to reinstall a barrel, and then he leaves it for us to find, the FBI to find. I don't believe a word of it. I shouldn't do this. I know I'm putting myself at risk, but I can't take it anymore. I can't take the from this government. It's lying to us. Something's wrong. Something's so wrong, it's sickening. Look at this idiot. They found the rifle and they're getting the prints. Are you stupid? Are you that stupid? Are you that dumb? The man jumps off the roof. There's no rifle there. Oh, it's in his backpack. I just told you, moron, that this rifle doesn't break down that easily. And then it's supposed to be reassembled while he's on the run. Wait, I'll stop now and reassemble it and leave it in the woods in a box.
Just like James Earl Ray with MLK Jr. Same thing. Same nonsense.
Oh, and the trans stuff on the cartridges.
Who's promoting the trans stuff, friends? The governors are. The mayors are.
With this whole
the administration is.
Picture. I am persona non grata in this White House. I will tell you right now, I flew with Donald Trump in Air Force One. I consider him close to me. I have not been able to get near him since this administration took hold. They have thrown me out. They've castigated, thrown me in the desert. They don't want me near them. They don't want real truth tellers near them. Sean Hannity, immediately, that pimp scumbag, goes on the air and repeats the government lie, that lousy son of a... How the does Sean Hannity live with himself? Well, we just prove, and he had the... Sean, you know what?
That's on their end.
You're like a kept in a... Sean Hannity, you've always been a brothel. You have hit a new low, Hannity, and something is wrong. Somebody killed this young guy. And everyone is asking who done it.
And we know who's done it.
They think we're
if it was
stupid.
Done indeed.
So Kash Patel is there. He doesn't say a word. And Donald Trump's in the Yankee Stadium. What the hell is going on here?
It's obvious, people. My goodness.
I'm just an American citizen. Who's
you know, one of the things that bothers me about what Michael says here is how he keeps talking about how he's putting himself at risk. I wonder if those boys that, you know, let's just go back again to World War II, or those boys that are 6 feet under the ground at the Arlington Cemetery, I wonder if they put themselves at risk to give us and Michael freedom and the freedoms that he has today. That bothers me when I hear it. It really does. Bob calling from Texas. Bob, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, I got to defend Thomas Massie, and then I have one other point. But he's got the highest ratings from JBS, which is all constitutional. He's like 99.
He has constitutional voting record, yes. Yep.
Yeah, and he's the only one that doesn't have an AIPAC babysitter.
Yep.
And 4 days after he said that with Tucker, his wife was dead.
Yep.
They'd just been hiking Mount Rainier the week before, so he didn't have any health problems. And... the other thing that I noticed about the exit of after the assassination, the four or six guys that were carrying Kirk to the one of three black SUVs, if he wasn't dead, they were going to kill him the way they were carrying him, and they just tossed him in the back seat of one of those vehicles.
Yep.
And that's just proof positive that, you know, if he was dead, why are they rushing him off like that? And if he's alive, why are they trying to kill him with carrying him like that? So, but anyway, I really appreciate the information you're providing. I haven't found anything better.
Awesome. Totally appreciate that.
I hope what happens to those guys and Thomas's wife, you know, I mean, you're vulnerable, man. So be prepared.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Totally appreciate it. I have up on the screen right now the prime timer. Sorry, prime timer. Who are Charlie Kirk's parents? This is where it gets quite obvious. And I've done my best to show you that he's taken. Do you know that the annual income for TPUSA, which is a Mason outfit, just ask Candace Owens. She blurted the truth out in her confusion 2 days ago. Okay, just so you understand, is $140 million. That's why he's given access to the president, because they're using him and they've used him. But if you're looking at the prime timer here, Charlie Kirk's parents were conservative commentators. Dad, namely Charlie's dad, Robert Kirk, worked for Donald Trump, just like his wife, Erica. Also wanted to bring up, too, and we'll probably get to this as things transpire, I wanted to also highlight the fact that there's a lot of information coming out because there's some conspicuous activity going on around this alleged assassination. They took all the cameras down. There was 2,000 to 3,000 people that were there. Hey, by the way, To all of our radio affiliates, love you by what we do, and we will talk to you at 23 hours. If you want to jump on social media platforms, please do so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and we're going to continue on here for just a couple minutes here. I want to finish this up. I want to finish this up, friends, because what we have and what I'm playing here is it looks kind of obvious as to what he's doing, but I do want you to pay attention to the fact that they took all of the cameras down. And what I was just saying before the end of the show here, we're not on the radio anymore. It's just you and me on social media platforms. But I want you to contemplate this, friends, that everybody had their cameras going. Everybody was filming. And yet, somehow or another, we're only getting like 4 and 5 different angles concerning what took place here. If everybody brought their footage to social media platforms, because there's enough people looking into the footage that we have now, oh my goodness, folks, it's going to paint a broader picture for everybody to understand and maybe even come to the shooter himself, which I believe we already know who he is. That's my thought, okay? If this is all legitimate, okay? Because there's a lot of stuff going out there. And the reason I say that is because I'm not going to jump to conclusions until we have enough information. So be careful. I caution you. Be prudent. Just slow your roll before you jump to conclusions. This has all the earmarks of another conspiracy coming from your government, and the FBI just confirmed it, and they're continuously confirming it by the nonsense that they came out with this lone shooter coming out of the back that tells on himself, and he's running right in front of one camera. Folks, it doesn't get any more obvious as to what they're doing here. They're trying to get you to look the wrong way. Again, if this is legitimate. But I'm saying that for the very purpose, folks. Don't play the fool to people that don't know how to tell the truth. Hold them accountable. Don't play the fool to these people. Again, there's no truth in them. One of the things that I say is I don't like when people are lied to. In my position as a preacher, first and foremost, is I try to tell the people that you're being lied to by the very people that they're ushering back into the people's White House or into office. And then they get mad at me for telling them that the people that they're supporting are lying to them. I'm not your enemy. I should prove to be your best friend. Hey, folks, truth sets men free, not the lie. The devil doesn't tell the truth. He's the one lying to you. That's why you never get any resolve. That's why you never see anybody being brought to justice. That's the Lord's plans, not man's plans. And it's the very heart of God, as a matter of fact. But again, I got this on, it's just looping right now, of a hidden camera angle under TPUSA. It's a tent. They're pulling down the cameras. This is right after the alleged shooting, friends. They're tearing down the tent. It's a crime scene. They're tearing away at the cameras. I mean, okay. Okay, you just don't do that. This is the kind of stuff that they were doing under the JFK assassination. Did you guys ever see the interrogations during JFK and the RFK assassination? Did you see the live footage of the FBI saying to the eyewitnesses, it's not what you've seen? It's not what you've seen? And then if you go back to RFK, isn't it also interesting to note that he will be the first one to tell you the opposite of what the FBI has told you concerning Sirhan Sirhan? I said it yesterday. I'll say it again for the new viewers. Sirhan Sirhan, RFK assassination, he was killed in a kitchen because he was stomping on all of his opposition, talking about RFK Jr. They were afraid he was going to get into the position of being the president of the United States of America because everybody loved him, and they also knew that if he became the president, that he would go after those that were responsible for assassinating his brother. He had momentum going for him, so they had to get rid of him. If you watch the documentary, you're going to see almost identically as to how it is being played out with this Charlie Kirk alleged assassination. They go in the kitchen going back to 1968, June of 1968, where RFK was assassinated. He walks into the kitchen, and you're told that Sirhan Sirhan shot him with the six shooter. Oh, by the way, there was 12 bullet holes in the building, in the kitchen area. The FBI told you that it was Sirhan Sirhan.
who was in front of RFK Jr. RFK Jr., the son of Daddy RFK, right, Robert F. Kennedy, he said it was not Sirhan that shot him. He was in the front, not the back. The entry wounds came from the back concerning a police officer that was standing behind him. So what are they doing here? Same thing they're doing here. They're getting you. They're distracting you from the obvious. If this is legitimate, it was close. All the ear witnesses said that this was a close shot. Okay? I want to show you this so you can see it for yourself. Concerning the assassination, because again, I don't like when people say, well, Bradley said. No, if it's true, then I'll show you. You can go ahead and take that Bradley said according to the facts. Okay? But again, go back to JFK Jr. This is the narrative they sold you. By the way, Sirhan never said he committed the assassination. Same thing with MLK Jr. James Earl Ray, he said the same thing. I'm not the one that did it. They set me up. And they did the same way they're doing this one with none other than Charlie Kirk's conspiracy. And regardless of how you want to look at it, friends, it's absolutely a conspiracy. See the guy in the top right corner? That is the one that RFK Jr. said committed the assassination. That was responsible for the assassination. Yesterday, I'd highlighted again, just for the new viewers, that when you look at the Bible, Jeremiah 11:9 talks about a conspiracy among us and what it entails. And then, so what I did is I went online, of course, because that's what I study, is the Word, the Constitution, so on and so forth, and in that order. But what I did is I wanted to see how many kings in Judges or 1 Kings and 2 Kings were actually assassinated by people that wanted the throne. Oh, and I gave you name after name after name after name after name. None of what we're seeing here, friends, is foreign to who we are. What's foreign is the posterity of our forefathers tolerating the crimes being committed against them that our forefathers never put up with in a million years. Read the Declaration of Independence. But again, he was shot from the back, not the front. He blames Thane Eugene Caesar. He wanted to actually, RFK Jr. wanted to get together with him to ask why he assassinated his father. So again, nobody knows assassinations better than RFK Jr. right now, okay? Though we see him selling out incrementally as well, though we see him double talking, I'll tell you what, that's all you're seeing is the man sear his own conscience if he continuously goes down this road, okay? I want to remind people again that those said representatives that serve we the people, they swore with their hand on the Bible to uphold the law, not tear it down. Okay? Let me go back to Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to play one audio, and then we'll pick up some more as it comes in, okay? And I'm not talking about for today. I'm going to finish after this. But what I want to do is I want to go, just like they did with JFK, all of them, friends, every single one of them, the same thing. I've seen enough of these documentaries. I've spent time with these people. I've spent time with John Siegenthaler, who was friends with John F. Kennedy, as well as RF Kennedy. I've spent time with Sam Kyle, who was standing there next to Martin Luther when he was shot with a mushroom bullet and it blew out half his neck. That was a sniper. If this is legitimate, this was not a sniper in any sense of the word. All the ear witnesses and eyewitnesses said the shooter was right next to Charlie. It's the same thing they did with RFK. Okay, and there was enough, by the way, enough military signs going on to wake up any sniper across the country, but that was mere distraction. That's all it was. It was all mere distraction to get your eyes off of what was going on close up. Remember they had a distraction shot, and then the shot came? The distraction shot was there to get your eyes off. Everybody turned back after they heard the distraction shot. When they turned back, that's when Charlie was shot. Okay, that's when he was allegedly shot. People got to put two and two together. That's another detail that the FBI is withholding concerning the truth of the matter here. But let me show you a couple students that were there.
I played them yesterday after the radio show. I almost wonder if I need to go back and see if I played this during the radio show, because my radio show listeners need to listen to this as well and see this on the platforms, on social media platforms. But I want you to check this out. These are eyewitnesses. These are just two of them. I heard a third one yesterday, and there's got to be a lot more of ear witnesses and eyewitnesses concerning what was going on outside of the film that we have right now. But let's take a moment and listen to the eyewitness ear witnesses in spite of what the FBI is saying. And just tell me this, because I'm going to put a question mark to it. Does this sound like what you're hearing from the FBI?
Perspective, unlike others that we have spoken with, they were facing him, you're behind him.
Yes, sir.
Did you have a sense as to where the gunshot came from?
From the right side. If he was sitting here and looking out, it was from the right side.
From the right side.
Yes, sir.
Do you have the sense that it was close or from the back of the crowd?
Honestly, it sounded close, but I also don't know what kind of gun it was. Guns sound differently from different ranges, and so I don't know how close the gunshot was, but it sounded super close to where I was.
When you saw what you saw, did you have a certain direction that you heard the shot come from, or did you think it was just one shooter?
Yeah, so I was facing towards him, and it looked like the shot came from my left, so his right, and it just went through his neck and out the other side. It was gruesome.
Now, how come we're not getting that information? How come that information is not out there for public consumption? He just told you what happened, what he seen, what he heard. Both of them did. How come we're not hearing this information? Because it contradicts what the FBI is trying to sell to the American people again. And again, 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 and again. Folks, you know, that old saying goes, and I'm going to end with this. You know what? Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. America, they've done this how many times? For anybody to suggest that we're being told the truth right now, what a huge distraction from what in fact is taking place right now. I want to say this in all sincerity, because I have hope. I'm a preacher. There's no hope. There's no gospel. You're in trouble, America. I want to tell you why you're in trouble. You're in trouble because of what you put up with. If justice doesn't guard our liberty, which it does, then let me ask all of those smart people out there that know better than the Word of God and our forefathers, what does? Do you think this is just going to keep going on forever? To those that have kids and grandkids, do you understand that this is aimed at enslaving your children concerning this surveillance bill that Donald Trump just passed? Again, snuck in through pork. He sells it to his followers as the greatest thing until they understand what he did. It's a Chinese social system that monitors everything that we do. This is aimed at Americans, not at foreigners. It's aimed at us. They're trying to create a cashless society. Everything that they are doing is criminal, and it stinks to high heaven. To enslave you. The Lord told us in Deuteronomy 17 what it is that we should expect from our representatives. Judgment tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, that we'll go back into Egypt, back into bondage. From the very things that the Lord delivers us from when we don't obey him, we're going to end up at length being chained back to that post that we don't want to be chained to. If we love the Lord, we're going to love our people. And if we love our people, we're going to come together under the umbrella of who we are, not what it is that they want us to be. Okay? That's what's going to basically ostracize our enemies. And the preachers have failed long ago to preach what I'm telling you right now. But there used to be something called the Black Robe Regiment in this country when they are the unsung heroes, in fact, but they were the Gideons of the day. Americans, it's not the government alone that needs to be vetted and brought to justice. The people in this country need to vet the pulpits as well. because this is where it starts. You have an establishment in government that everybody's complaining about because you have an establishment first and foremost in the church. And P.S., Jesus warned us of both in Mark 8:15. He said, they be the blind of the blind, leading themselves into the ditch. Let them alone. But yes, but we're a different country. We're a country of laws under God that need to be enforced. Because nobody in our representative position has a right to violate the law that they swore to uphold. And if you don't do it, you can already see, friends, as clear as the nose on your face, that the only thing that they're doing now is covering for each other. And you have to ask concerning the administration around Donald Trump right now, I think it's a fair question as to ask. I wonder which one of those said representatives that have been put into place around the administration whose names aren't on the Epstein list, because every one of them is doing their best to protect the man that's destroying the rest of us. And I want you to contemplate that the crimes that are being exposed right now concerning Donald Trump and the Epstein list, those are crimes committed against children. This distraction, right, conveniently, that came about, and talking about the Charlie Kirk assassination, it's been doing what? But pulling us away from what, in fact, needs to be dealt with lawfully by the people. So we have to get back to being the law that God has commanded us to be and holding our representatives accountable. And again, this all goes right back to the front door of the church. It starts with the church. It starts with the people, okay? Judgment's finding us out because our sin is finding us out because we refuse to do what it is that the Lord commanded us to do. Let that be our story no more, friends. Let that be our story no more in this country. It's time to stand up and be counted. It really is. What a huge opportunity as Christians that we have right now to prove the God of our forefathers and the patriarchs of the faith. Why? Because he's alive forevermore. And the desires of the Lord continuously throughout the scripture show unto us that he looks for those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he can show himself strong on their behalf. Let that fall to our lot, friends. And let's get under the covering of the Almighty. Let's get under the covering of the Almighty and set the record straight by his hand. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Amen? Because we can do this. The hope is found in what we do with the truth of the Word of God that's given unto us. But we must first respond. Okay? I'll talk to you in about 22 hours and some odd minutes. Love you by what we do. We'll see what tomorrow brings, friends, because we're just kind of open for what's coming right now and letting the dust settle concerning the truth that's coming out right now. And we want to make sure people that are informed concerning all of the facts, because, again, you're being lied to from every channel of the mainstream media that's controlled by the Mockingbird media under the dictates of the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, said President Harry Truman back in 1947. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.